This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's a Monday. You've had the weekend to get all rested up, clear your head. Now the big question is, what's on your mind? If you're Todd Mitchell, a.k.a. Todd the Radio God, you not only have the weekend to clear your head, you had the whole week prior to the weekend to clear your head. Welcome back, Todd.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back. Got to clear the head once in a while, you know.
Clear the head a little bit? You cleared it out?
Yeah. You know, if you stick your head in Lake Superior long enough, it does clear out or freeze up or whatever, but...
I'm taking the rest of today off after this program, but I'm not sure clear my head is the reasoning. It's to clear my long honey-do list.
What?
Add a few check marks to it. Holy buckets.
I should've... Well, that's not exactly taking the day off, then, if you're doing a honey-do list.
Well, I'm... getting some things done around the house.
Wow.
Just some things I just can't get done just because, you know.
Well, I know that feeling, trust me.
So, I have a list, and I will be a taskmaster the second this program ends.
Look at Scott Hedden, everybody. He may take a day off, but he's not taking a day off.
Ed, did you read a book or do any, like, take a day off kind of things at all on your little hiatus?
A lot of sightseeing and a lot of visiting some people that haven't seen in quite a while. Or in my case, if ever, because I've met some of Carrie's friends and relatives I hadn't seen. So,
in the sightseeing category, what is the coolest thing you saw?
You know, the Glensheen Mansion in Duluth is a must-see because you're talking about a building built 1905 to 1908 by somebody, and you think of the technology or lack thereof that existed back then. It is just incredible.
It did it right, huh?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It would be the kind of home that Scott Hannon would build today if he built his own home today.
How is it different than, say, the Chateau de Mars at Medora? You been in that one?
Well, the phone system, for one thing, you have this little phone system where you have a mouthpiece on the wall and you pick up an earpiece, put it to your ear, and then you pick the room from a set of buttons. Now, again, we're talking, you know, it opened in 1908. By that standard, that had to be incredibly high-tech. I know we all have our little smartphones that we stick in front of our faces all day long today. But for 1908, this is simply phenomenal.
Sort of like that, like you say, modern-day version of Time for Dinner, where you text the kids, you know, hey, come on.
Exactly.
One floor away.
You could go into, you know, yeah, you could go into each of the respective rooms and, you know... Hey, I know you're way up on the third floor, but...
I love it.
And it had its own elevator. I mean, how many homes in the 1900s had an elevator?
Pretty hoity-toity there on the harbor.
We're talking four floors. Well, and it's a guy that he bought into a steel company. Okay, I'm going to forget the exact figures, but bought in at $19 a share and sold out at several thousand dollars a share. That quick turnaround, because that company got bought by another company, got bought by what became U.S. Steel. And so anytime you could buy stock for $19 and sell it for $6,000, you just might build a shrine to yourself. And I say... why not? If the system happened to make you that rich, and you didn't do anything illegal to get there, you simply sold stock.
Love it.
That's once in a lifetime, but that's fabulous. And of course, now it's, you know, the tourism folks own it, and it's open to the public to be able to check it out. And if you never have, and plenty of people go to Duluth, but it doesn't necessarily mean everybody checks it out. Check it out. It's well worth it.
You have any slides you could show us or anything on the show here today?
I'm holding it up for, with my smartphone now. Here's, and actually they do check because Carrie can, my wife can't quite do, she's still somewhat semi-mobile, so she couldn't do the top floors. But for anybody who can't, they do have an iPad show that they put together, about a 15-minute deal.
Very nice.
And yeah, so well,
on vacation
I'll
with
hold
Todd
it up to the
and Carrie,
the whole time.
And
so just look at your speaker as Scott's talking today, and I'll keep holding up these pictures. And
here you go. Take you on vacation today on the program. We are brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. You know, oil has added over $12 billion to North Dakota's economy. How's that? Pretty extraordinary, I'd say. And I want to remind you, September 19th through the 21st, the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting will be held in Minot. That's right. Going to be a lot of fun. And also, I interviewed on Friday Pete Hegseth of the Fox News Channel, author of the book In the Arena, about that famous speech of Teddy Roosevelt. He'll be one of the keynote speakers. There are many others. So details at ndoil.org, North Dakota Oil Can. All right, let's get cranking with the program today. A quick programming note, tomorrow we will be live and on location from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Bismarck location, they're located, of course, in Minot now, in the old Marketplace Dollar Store on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo, as well as in front of the Grand Cities Mall off South Washington in Grand Forks. But they also are in Bismarck in a new location, and it's the one right in front of Sam's Club off the Bismarck Expressway. We'll be there tomorrow broadcasting the show. Brad Berry, the coach of the UND Fighting Sioux hockey team, will be here part of the program in the first hour. And we'll be there himself as well until about 10 o'clock, I think, about 10:15. And then the trophy will be there from 10:15 through the noon hour. So if you want to see Coach Berry and the trophy, come early, sometime between 9:15 and 10:15. If you want to see the trophy, hoist it up, take a photo or two after 10:15 through the lunch hour. Stop by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck tomorrow for the program. What else we got going for you? A little later on in the program, Republican candidate for governor, Doug Burgum, his thoughts on the campaign, how things are coming along, so stay tuned for that. Justin Fisk will be here, marketing director of Medora. Hey, it's still early August. There's still a lot of summer left. I know we're talking about Vikes training camp and Sioux hockey and all the other things going on, but there's still a lot going on. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer has a two Coffee with Cramer events today. And Sabres Buffalo Grill in Jamestown this morning between 10 and 11. So that'll be happening next hour for you folks in Jamestown. Chance to buzz on over and see Congressman Cramer. You know, if you're traveling through one way or another, you're going to be by Jamestown around 10 o'clock, swing on in there. Have a cup of Java and ask your congressman a question. Beautiful location, 103 First Avenue South, right downtown Jamestown at the Buffalo Grill. And then later today in Wahpeton at the Frying Pan from 3 until 4. Next week, a week from tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from NESA Consulting Service. We're doing a combined talk radio town hall and Coffee with Cramer event. So folks up in the patch, mark that on your calendar. That's next Tuesday, the 16th, 10 to 11 a.m., Coffee with Cramer Talk Radio Town Hall event. All right. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, has something on his mind, and he wants us to come to South Dakota, I guess. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to invite you down to anywhere in South Dakota, maybe Sturgis, South Dakota, where we're having the rally at now. It's the first day.
I heard somewhere that the crowd is like one half of what it was last year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's fewer attendees, anyhow. And there's still traffic heavy down here on Lavelle Street in Sturgis. Just saw the eastern part of it down here down by. Well, on the east side of town here, don't want to mention name, business names.
You can, I don't care. Give them a plug.
Tom T's T-shirts and TM Photographing Studios, Inc.
Okay. Have you been there a number of years, Gary?
No, I moved in. I left Rapid City for Sturgis about 2 years ago. I'm a transplant.
Oh, you live there. I got it. And
I lived in the area here. I lived here in the Black Hills area for 61 and a half years now. I was born, raised, and educated in Rapid City on the west side of town, in West Rapid City.
And as a local, do you like it? Do you like it when the motorcycle is rolling?
I like the Mayberry Sturgis a lot. This town's people are pretty friendly to you. They want to know who you are, and they shake hands with you, and they get to know you, and I'm accepted here. Although I'm not quite politically the same as they are. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal Democrat, as I told you before.
Well, I didn't remember that. We get so many calls. We don't have a big file. Todd tries.
Yeah.
To know who the lefties are. So we know it's coming.
Sturgis is a conservative town.
Well, God bless him. Hey, Gary, I'm up against the break here, but tell you what, love the invite. Love the fact you checked in from Sturgis and give us a ring again. Thanks for listening. Glad things are safe and sound there. Mayberry Sturgis, we'll come down for one of those weekends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. SNSMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. The finest sprayer in any field is that Apache sprayer. And the good folks at High Plains Apache are very proud of that. They call it the businessman sprayer. Actually, the customers call it the businessman sprayer. Just hardworking, gets her done day in and day out. And that's how they operate at High Plains Apache. They're just are there to take care of you day in and day out with the best sprayer money can buy, the best warranty money can buy, the parts and service to back it up. That ET Ag Center has 50,000 parts, and it's not just parts for Apache sprayers, it's any sprayer. So they are really sprayer central, sprayer headquarters. Anything you need for sprayers, they're going to have it right there. When you think about 50,000 parts, how can they not? Rare instance, they don't. They drop ship it to your door, so you'll have it in a day or two. Stop and see them. They're located right next to Bonanza off Main. They're East Center Court in Mandan. They're also off Exit 60 south of Fargo in what's called Frontier. Or online anytime at HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com. 21 past the hour. Open phone time to chat about whatever you'd like this morning on the program at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. Let's see, what else can we tell you? Oh, you can text Todd. You texted me last week, but Todd was getting some emails too. So folks have that program. They know it's 701-226-8503. Let's go up to West Hope. We haven't talked to Bob in a long time, and Bob is checking in today. Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, being Toddy come back from vacation, everything is running smooth again. They could have just well locked the doors, right?
Exactly.
When he left.
Manny and I were on life support.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing is that you guys were talking about old churches or something like that just a little earlier here. And down there by Valley City, north of Valley City, I think it's probably like 8-10 miles out of the town. There is a Catholic church out there that is old, and they still have church in there. I guess everything in the inside is originally old, whatever. But I seen the outside of it about a month or so ago.
Wait a minute, Bob. You drove by, but you didn't go in?
Well, the doors were locked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And
they saw Bob coming, man.
They did a quick locked up, yeah. And this is... Where from Valley City?
Be up there north, Valley City. I couldn't really tell you how to get there, but somebody in Valley City country, they would know how to tell you how to get there. And that would be a real nice deal to go and take a look at.
All right. We have so many treasures like that all throughout North Dakota, and it doesn't even have to be a building. I continue to be amazed
that
I literally, every time I go... You know, anywhere, I could stop a dozen times and take pictures of the countryside, the scenery, I mean, I could look at a farm field and go, look at that, my gosh.
You know, as long as we're going to talk about churches, St. Mary's in Hank, North Dakota. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Absolutely
gorgeous. Anyway, we'll do it like this year, and I'll listen and keep going like whatever.
Now I know I'm back.
Guys, later.
All right, Bob. Nice hearing from you.
Have fun. Bye.
Thanks for putting something on our bucket list there, our North Dakota bucket list. Anything else we should put on our North Dakota bucket list today, things we should see or do or say, you let us know at 800-228-0550. I don't know how many people have been following this little controversy at NDSU related to the broadcast rights, but... The broadcast rights have switched up a little bit in Fargo. In other words, which stations you can listen to Bison football on Fargo radio stations. It doesn't much matter to you because if you can get 550, you're going to listen to them everywhere anyway. So you can pretty much,
Sure.
That really doesn't change for many people. But in Fargo, this is kind of a big deal. So anyway, they changed the broadcast rights. As part of the broadcast rights, which I think most people understand, the school... does an arrangement with media entities on, the media rights and the financial exchange of how much, who gets for what, and all of that stuff. And as part of the change, they said, look, it's the 21st century, and so we need to kind of control which ways the message is getting out. And there's something called a live blog that a fellow by the name of Jeff Kolpak has done for a number of years. Dave is his brother. Works at the Associated Press, but Jeff has worked for the Forum for a lot of years. His father worked for the Forum as well, and he live blogs the game, meaning, first down and 10, fumble, recovery by who? Kind of gives you a play-by-play only by live blog, right? That's one example. There are also other entities that are doing various pregame broadcast with talent from the side of the facilities. And so NDSU was trying to button down some of those details. Well, the Forum Communication Service that owns the Forum News Service that you read in some North Dakota newspapers. They also own some North Dakota newspapers like the Jamestown Sun and Grand Forks Herald as an example, Dickinson newspaper as well. And then they have the Forum News Service, which goes into like the Bismarck Tribune and a few other papers. They lost the broadcast rights. In fact, they put in it really was kind of what some have called an insulting bid, because they said if NDSU didn't win X amount of games, they'd pay less. You know, they'd renegotiate. So it was sort of I don't know what the word would be, a little bit provocative in the way of a bid. Anyway, long story short, not to bore you with all these details, but, you know, the Forum News Service didn't like the fact that they'd lost and didn't like what the new restrictions were, which were tightening. You can't do that from this location. You can't do that, sort of protecting the brand and protecting the broadcast rights holders who did win and paid money for those rights. Anyway, there was some internal communications going on about this, and Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU, was in the middle of all of it. He's in the middle of it with his athletic director saying, do this, do that, you know, a number of different things related to it. And publicly was saying, this is the athletic department's decision. It's, you know, I'm not aware of it. When I found out about it, I didn't like it. So certainly when you get the internal communications, you see what was said publicly, and you said, well, that's not exactly forthcoming, right? This has now led the Forum to call for his resignation, because they received texts, copies of texts and emails, and they're calling for his resignation. Now, you know, a back and forth related to how to make sure the school offer programs that would allow more students to graduate with less debt, a back and forth related to, excellence in the way of higher education and academics. I could something. This seems like, you know, really sort of petty, small ball stuff back and forth on this. But the Forum is obviously invested because they previously owned the broadcast rights. So in my mind, they're a little self-serving by coming out and doing this. Whether you agree or disagree, whether you like President Brashani, don't like President Brashani, here's one thing that worries me. If you are a president who aspires to be president of NDSU or UND or any North Dakota school, and you see that your text messages are on the front page of the paper, do you want to work there? I think we've got a voyeuristic open records plan here that is a little silly. I have no problem with President Brashani's bosses seeing those texts or emails. That would be the Board of Higher Ed and the Chancellor, the University System Office. But to the degree that reporters can pick them apart and put them on the front page, does that seem a little unseemly to you? I want your opinion on this today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Let's go.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's on your mind? Monday edition of the program. Scott Hanlon here with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. He's back on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. And a shout-out to that listener. Oh, gosh, now I've forgotten the town. It was by Thief River Falls, Minnesota, but I don't remember the plumber, I want to say. She said by plumber. Going to breakfast yesterday morning at by Maple Lake, pulled up into the parking lot. My wife and I and kids popped out of the car, and following my father and mother-in-law after a massive, beautiful little St. Lawrence and mentor there. And this woman came running up and said, AM 1100, is that, why is that on your license plate? Are you guys fans like me? Or do you have something to do with the station?
Oh, yeah, you're fans, right?
Anybody ask you that before, Todd? Todd, are you just a fan of 550 or do you work there? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Anyway, she was. She said, I tell everybody about it. Everybody. I love it. I love it. So it was very sweet. Very nice to encounter her in the parking lot. I think she was from Plummer, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, shout out to Plummer and everybody around there. KTGO 1090 Radio in Tioga and AM 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well on What's on Your Mind Today. Just to finish on this open records thing. So this is probably contrary to what most people think. Oh, yeah, you want a president to come and be able to say anything he wants on text and email and hide it and be deceitful? No. You have to have character first. And I'm not suggesting that no one ever be able to see what goes back and forth. I'm saying we look stupid. All right? We really look stupid when we are to the point where if you, a president of a university should be able to have dialogue. It's no different than the president of the United States. He doesn't have to disclose what's said behind closed doors. You can have a private meeting. I mean, there should be private ways to communicate, because obviously you're going to communicate differently then, and then you end up having to have nothing but one-on-one meetings, and you wouldn't do anything else. We got to be reasonable about this, in my mind. I would say this also about the searches. When you're searching for a candidate for a university, as an example, okay? Here's an example. If I am the president of the University of Minnesota, and I decide that I'm not real fond of Gopherland and maroon and gold and a bunch of crazy, you know, loony Minnesotans over there on the on liberal land, and I want to apply for the UND job and move up, or the NDSU job and move up, which clearly moving from the University of Minnesota to either NDSU or UND would be just a ginormous move up. But I, you know, it's going to be a little bit troublesome when people understand that I'm at the University of Minnesota and I want to apply for a job at UND or NDSU. Right now, the second they apply, that's public information. Guess what happens, folks? They don't apply. Now, maybe when you get to a finalist category, right? In other words, you sift through the 50 people that have applied and you say, okay, the finalists, they're public. At some point, it becomes public. But our open records laws are voyeuristic's the word I've been using.
It's also just a sort of a, we're going to make it so over the top transparent that it's almost ridiculous, and that ends up hurting things. Ed Schaefer is exactly right on this. He talked about it before. It needs reform in my mind, and I think this latest example, even though I don't agree with what on the surface looks like a leader saying one thing and then doing something else privately, and that being revealed through the text and emails, I mean, his boss could have found that out without it being on the front page of the paper because, I mean, he could be replaced as president of NDSU. And somebody's going to say, well, yeah, I'll be the next one to get replaced next time I decide to have a text message exchange with somebody at 2 in the morning over a crisis. Dumb. Agree or disagree with me? I want to know what you think because honestly, the rules are, the laws are the way they are because our legislature perceives you as wanting this. And maybe you do. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls today or your text at 701-226-8503. Jim in Fargo, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that everything has to be, you have to be able to do some operation that isn't out in the spotlight constantly. I'm not saying that anything underhanded like anything like that, but I mean, there has to be some thing or you're not known. It's not known. And I just think that the part of the WDAY is losing all its prestige, and if they recall of many years ago when they had the broadcast rights and they played Dirty Pool, the Don Morton told Ed, the only one he would tell who the starting quarterback was Ed Schultz, if he was a WDAY. I mean, so they partake in some stuff that to us quite as kosher as it should have been either, in my opinion.
Yeah, back to the broadcast rights dispute, I agree with you. Those are things that when you have the broadcast rights, you try and get, right? So yeah. It seemed to me that the school was putting some parameters on those. All of the criticism from Forum Communications and WDAY seemed very self-serving to me.
I agree with you 100% that they're losing their power and they don't know how to exactly deal with it, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big enough world where everybody has their slice of the pie. I don't think it's so much that, but obviously the newspaper world's changing. There's no doubt about that. But I do think that if nothing else, it looked very self-serving. I also think it's amazing to me that all the disputes that have come up over President Dean Brashani and the Forum editorial page has backed him heartily. I mean, they've been full-fledged cheerleaders for Dean Brashani, and by golly, they get crosswise on one issue in the broadcast rights, and they're quick to throw him under the bus. You know, now it's and it's vitriolic. It isn't just we have a disagreement here, and we think he ought to apologize or whatever. It's fire the guy. He's dishonest. Get rid of him. Resign immediately. I mean, man, oh man. And that's unfortunately become the MO on Jack Selesky's editorial page. He just gets vicious, and I don't like it. I had an exchange with Rob Porta actually over the Dean Brashani thing as well, and I just said, I don't know why we can't disagree with people without sounding like we're just hateful, fire breathing maniacs.
It doesn't have to be hate. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think it's possible to have a disagreement with somebody and have a robust dialogue about it without hating him, and Rob, actually I posted a little something on his Facebook page. He quickly deleted it and then sent me a text saying, why'd you do that? I said, what? Make a comment? Isn't it the same thing blog? I thought there was no, if you got a problem, call me. Well, same thing on the stuff with Doug Berger. When Rob wasn't alone, I guess he was in the media pretty much for the vitriol, but wasn't alone amongst that viewpoint, especially from a few legislators. I don't understand it. I think life's too short for any disagreements to rise to hate, to be just venom filled and vitriolic and to me, when it happens, maybe you're doing somebody a favor by saying, do you realize what that sounds like or looks like? Anyway, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. A texter says, Hillary's America, one of the best movies I've ever seen. Funny how Planned Parenthood has been corrupt since the beginning. Originally started by a KKK member to wipe out the African-American race. I like how they can compare spot on to what the Democratic Party is doing, exact to the steps of a crime. You know, that movie was great. We talked about it a little bit the day after. We saw it Wednesday night with a group of folks in Bismarck. And you know, the best part of it was the movie itself is interesting and good and puts a lot of things into perspective. I think I talked a little bit about it Thursday. It ties slavery and the Native Americans together, and as this caller's pointing out, a lot of the history, the connections to the Democratic Party and LBJ on quote-unquote civil rights, and it's a history lesson in many ways, and then gives you some things you've probably forgotten about Hillary Clinton. One I'd forgotten about was the fact, while she's at Wesley College, she invites Saul Alinsky, the author of Rules for Radicals, invites him on campus, introduces him, and begins a long-standing relationship with him. I mean, you know, not a Bill Clinton kind of relationship, you know, I mean, whatever, just a professional relationship with Saul Alinsky. Read the book, Rules for Radicals. You don't unwind that. That isn't just some, you know, kind of thing you, it's very much Barack Obama-ish. Bill Clinton, I believe, is a pragmatist. Bill Clinton was about getting elected and triangulation and everything else. I don't think she is. Her ideology is, but you should see that movie. In fact, if the movie did well enough this weekend, it'll extend another week, I guess. And I did promise to do another showing on the East, so I'm going to check into that a little later on today and maybe have some news for you on that tomorrow. But I also really enjoyed the conversation with our listeners. We just kind of went around the table and let everybody weigh in a little bit, and a bunch of folks filled the back room at Kroll's Diner, and we just sat there and talked about the movie, and it was very good insights. Really, really good. Enjoyed it a lot. So thanks for bringing that up. If you haven't seen it yet, I would suggest you do. But it was really good. The other thing that I took away from that movie, I'd forgotten the strong connection to Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals for Hillary. And that should be pursued. We're in a presidential race, right? The other thing was, and I can't tell you why this struck me, but the slaves, and they go way back to Andrew Jackson and connecting slavery to the Democratic Party. And, you know, it was the Republican Party that ended it, the Democratic Party that, and those connections and that history gets forgotten. But the slaves knew they were slaves. Slaves didn't want to be slaves. Okay, we agree on that point? How many people are slaves in a 21st century kind of way to free health care, free college, takers rather than makers? They don't know they're slaves. At least we could look at slavery and now say, oh my gosh, how could we? How did that happen? That was so wrong. Nobody says that now, not enough, about the slavery of big government. Really struck me. Another North Dakota bucket list item, Flower House Garden Center in Prairie Bistro near Mohall. Flowers, food, friends, and a fabulous North Dakota small business success story. Don't miss it. Get the rhubarb cheesecake. Oh, my gosh. Rhubarb cheesecake's going on the bucket list all by itself, huh? You kidding me? We're taking North Dakota bucket list items for you today. We got the little church north of Valley City. We don't have exact directions, but, you know, we're hoping for some help there from anybody around Valley City. Little Catholic Church, 9 miles north. Did he say 9 miles? I think he did, but we didn't know exactly a lot more details on that. But welcome your bucket list suggestions. Thank you for that. Up by Mohall. Love it. 800-228-0550. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline taking your calls to tell us what's on your mind today. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fedora update coming up for you later on in the program. Doug Burgum will join us too for an update on his campaign for governor. Stay tuned, all that coming up. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. When Justin Fisk joins us from Medora later, we'll take two lucky callers, just be a lucky number caller, and win a pair of Medora musical tickets. So that's about an hour from right now. So all the more reason to keep that radio locked in right where it's at and be a lucky winner today on What's On Your Mind. I failed to mention that Wednesday, Dinesh D'Souza will join us on the program. He is the filmmaker behind Hillary's America. Seized and put in jail, by the way, over just some, I mean, you can't even believe what a ridiculous offense it was. It was a campaign finance violation, number one, so that's a bit odd to go into jail for that. But he was put in jail literally because he gave money
to the campaign of a friend without disclosing it was him that it was coming from because he didn't want her to know. It's crazy, but actually happened. Emailer here says, just want to mention some recent events occurring over the weekend. The Iranian scientist executed after being discovered through Clinton's email links. And the fact that Clinton has a doctor who carries an anti-seizure pen at all times. All right, let's take these one at a time. In fact, according to Tom Cotton, who was a United States senator from Arkansas, Hillary Clinton did, in fact, recklessly discuss in emails hosted on her private server an Iranian nuclear scientist who was executed by Iran for treason. He said on Face the Nation, quote, I'm not going to comment on what he may or may not have done for the U.S. government, but in the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations among her senior advisors about this man. Shahram Amiri was his name, gave information to the U.S. about Iran's nuclear programs. The senator said that lapse proves she's not capable of keeping the country safe. Said, quote, that goes to show just how reckless and careless her decision was to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server. And I think her judgment is not suited to keep this country safe. Reading from the Washington Examiner, the revelation could cause further political damage to Clinton, who was already on the defensive Sunday after commenting oddly last week that she had short-circuited in a statement related to her honesty about the email scandal. How about this, by the way? Iran has confirmed, it did so yesterday, that the Samiri had been hung for treason. He was convicted of spying charges in a death sentence case that was upheld on appeal. Listen to the quote from the Iranian judiciary, the spokesman here. You ready for this? Listen close, folks. Listen, come on in now, a little closer to the radio. This is Iran. This is the Iran that Barack Obama and Heidi Heitkamp said was okay to do a deal with. This is the Iran that we give hundreds of millions of dollars to in bags of cash, coincidentally, before our hostages are left to leave. But it was about something different. This is that Iran. Okay, this is the Iran that's caused oil prices to drop and disrupted the oil market and momentum in North Dakota. That Iran. Okay, here's what they had to say. This person who had access to the country's secret and classified information had been linked to our hostile and number one enemy, America. The great Satan. He provided the enemy with vital and secret information of the country. They were kind enough to return the body to the mother of this guy, to her, rope marks intact around the neck. You can't make this up. Jeff and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, I was late tuning in to K-Fire, but just as I tuned in, I thought I heard you say that there was such a thing as too much transparency. And I got to tell you, if that's really what I heard, I disagree with you. On a state and local level, I don't think there's anything that any elected official or any state, county, or city official does that shouldn't be available or made known to every taxpaying citizen.
So in other words, any leader you hire, anything they say back and forth, you ought to be able to say, show me that and let me see it. I think what you do there is you disrupt the way they do business. I don't think so.
You know, on a federal level, yeah, I could say, you know, you got national security issues, but really on a state, local, county level, no, there's anything that they do, there shouldn't be any fear of making it known to the public.
How about this one, Jeff? I'm the president of the University of Minnesota. I don't like it because I don't like gophers. I want to apply for UND or NDSU. The second I apply, that's public. Is that a good idea?
I think so, yeah.
Well, because guess what? Then they don't apply.
We'll get applications no matter what. It may not be the guys that you want to look for, but you'll get applications.
You'll get applications, but like in the case of the last round at UND, there were very few sitting presidents at a school that should warrant applications from sitting presidents. You disrupt the quality of the pool. It's silly. It's dumb. There's no reason you need to. I mean, by the way, I'm not saying you forever keep that secret. You obviously, when they get to a round of finalists, you need to know. But I think you should be able to apply it without it day one being.
You know, I could reverse that though on you, Scott. If you restrict some of that information, then you get guys applying for it that are on ego trips and power trips like the Shawnee. You know, there's got to be some middle ground there, and I don't think.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the call. We're out of time, but obviously a difference of opinion. I anticipated there would be, so I'm not surprised. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.